Welcome to Forward Radio, where we bring you bite-sized insights from some of the best professionals in the industry, delivered daily.
Key filters while hiring product managers with Shivangi Srivastava, product leader.
Yeah, so I'll talk about two, and this is very personal. I think different people have different framework. So there are two, three ways. Like when you're looking at senior folks, you have a very different approach. You would look for some things like some basic pillars that they should have, and maybe their experience and how they're fit. But I like to hire younger people, given like, you know, like Swiggy's still like a startup and we are still, you know, looking for, and I particularly look at more innovative charters. I don't want somebody who's like really by the book and like kind of know it all. It's, I just want, so two very, very important words that I always say is, one, I look for learnability, and two, curiosity. Because I think everything else in this world is something that can be taught. I am personally very confident, okay, if I get a person who's curious and learnable and is able to learn fast, I'll be able to teach them product management. But if they're not curious in the first place, then that is something that can't be taught. You have to be a curious person if you want to get it. And if you're not curious, it's not a bad thing, but maybe then this is not a good career for you. Because if you're not curious, it will all feel like work. Because your job is basically to find out what to build, why to build, what happened, when happened. So it should come to you naturally. You should be like genuinely very curious. What will happen if I do this? What will happen if I don't do this? So curiosity has to be like a very basic human quality. And so is learnability. Because it's a very jack of all trades kind of job. And maybe master of all trades kind of job. Because you have to have conversations with engineers. You need, maybe don't need to write the code, but at least need to understand the flow of information. You need to understand what calls what, and at least a very basic understanding of how the system in your company works. You need to talk to your designer and understand and talk to them in their languages. So basically you'll be taking the same thing and talking about with interfacing about it with different teams, but in a very, very different way. The way you talk to your developer about the same thing would be very different to the way you talk to your designer or your business partner about the same thing. So that's why it's very, very important to learn. It's, we understand that you won't be good at all these things when you come in. If you want to learn, it's not as hard. It's not like rocket science. We're not like specialists, you know, like you're not like some scientist at Tesla or something like that. You're not specialist. It's very generalist kind of job, but then your levels of generalism have gone high. You have to be good at a lot of things, and that's okay. That's still trainable if you want to learn. So you should be like a really humble person going to engineers and say, dude, whatever you said, I do not understand. Can you like really explain me? Can you tell me how this whole thing works? So the next time we talk, maybe we talk at the same level. And you go to the designer and say, whatever you said, I don't understand these terms that you use. Can you tell me what you're talking about? And maybe I'll go and read up some material, and the next time we'll talk, you know, we'll be at the same level. So if you're that humble person who's eager to learn, within a year, you'll be there. And you'll have all these like really good conversations, and you'll be a pleasure to work with for other teams also, right? A developer would also feel, yeah, this looks like a good PM. He or she is able to understand what I'm saying. They have the right kind of empathy, because sometimes maybe you're key stakeholders won't understand why this something is very high effort, and you know, there might be a lot of pressure, why don't guys not building this thing? But a PM who has the right empathy for the developer team can come back and say, you know what, this doesn't seem like reasonable, this would take up like, you know, 6 months of dev time, and the upside is not as much, maybe, you know, let's look for other options. So you have to be that person who, you know, gels well, understands everybody. For that, that's why it's like two things for me, only two things, which is learnability and curiosity.
Like the episode? Do share it with your friends and colleagues, and subscribe to us if you enjoyed it. To continue learning, download the Forward app from getforward.app and learn from industry pros without burning a hole in your pocket. Keep learning and keep moving forward.